This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continue to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million. Together, making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas states reported record daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases Saturday, the latest sign that the virus is surging in many parts of the United States, casting a pall over 4th of July celebrations. Officials and health experts warn people to take precautions or simply stay at home on Independence Day, as confirmed cases continue to climb in dozens of states. The U.S. reported more than 50,000 confirmed cases Saturday alone for the third day in a row. That's according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases. And according to the tally, it's widely thought to understate the true toll, partially because of asymptomatic cases and limited testing. The World Health Organization is discontinuing its trials of malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and a combination HIV drug in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality rates. The setback comes as the WHO reports more than 200,000 new cases globally for the disease for the first time in a single day. But the WHO said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients or more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he has a vision for his second term, if he wins one, of establishing a national garden of American heroes that will pay tribute to some of the most prominent figures in U.S. history. It's a collection of the greatest Americans to ever live, he says. His idea, conveyed in a speech Friday night at Mount Rushmore and expanded on in an executive order, comes as elected officials and institutions are reckoning with whether it's appropriate to continue to honor people, including past presidents who benefited from slavery or espoused racist views, with monuments or buildings and streets named after them. Spain's top tourist site, which last year garnered 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not everyone is allowed. The invitation is exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers. After 4 months with the shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by the architect Antoni Gaudí. More will be able to visit on specific days during a reopening phase. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. Authorities say a 27-year-old man drove a car onto a closed freeway in Seattle and barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters, critically injuring two women. A Washington State Patrol report says that Dawit Khalid of Seattle drove around several vehicles that were blocking Interstate 5 and sped into the crowd early Saturday. He was taken into custody and charged with 2 counts of vehicular assault. Seattle has been the site of prolonged unrest following the May 25th police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A California space launch company says that one of its rockets failed to place 7 payloads into orbit after liftoff from New Zealand. Long Beach-based Rocket Lab says Saturday that the failure occurred about 4 minutes into its 13th mission. The main satellite aboard the Electron rocket was intended to demonstrate Canon electronic Earth imaging technology. The company says it is investigating to determine what went wrong after 11 previous successful orbital launches before the failure. Rocket Lab said it was planning monthly launches for the remainder of the year and into 2021. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. You are in for a great listening experience today. I've got an amazing collection of music from across the continent. Current and classic tunes from Nigeria, Cameroon, Morocco, Togo, Zimbabwe, Angola, Zambia, Ghana, Sierra Leone, and South Sudan. Song of the Week comes at the bottom of the hour with Emergency by Wendy Shay from Ghana. Kwame Ofori joins me for that. And at the back end of the show, you'll meet Kenyan R&B singer and songwriter Steph Capella. Now, he has just come out with a brand new album, his debut album called Vicky Secrets. We'll listen to some samples of that and a great interview with the artist by reporter Bill Odidi out in Nairobi. Finally, on a sad note, we pay tribute to Hachalu Hundessa today. The 34-year-old Ethiopian singer and activist was shot dead in Addis Ababa June 29th. We're going to listen to one of his songs, and then I'll bring you the latest news on what happened and how his death has triggered deadly protests and arrests. So, that's what's inside. Now let's get to it. We begin with two fresh 2020 releases, Wonderful by Nigeria's brightest international Afrobeat superstar Burna Boy, and Nyama Nyama by Cameroon's top female pop vocalist Renice. Wonderful is the first single from Burna Boy's upcoming album, Twice as Tall, which is due out later this summer. According to some media sources like the online magazine Pitchfork, Burna says the song is about the wonders of seeing the impact of his music on people's lives as he toured the world. Now, Elle Magazine reports that Burna says of the song, "No matter how far you go or how hard you work, you must be ready to come home." Hey, I say whatever Burna means, the song itself is wonderful.
Any prayer I go, moonlight, it padda sile mi. Cause my mommy won't want to leave me. I know why my person tell me say I'm too lazy. Oluwa, bona, flele ni. Pasa de azula, ta de bayo, okun lesi. No go talk, say me I'm too lazy. Any prayer I go, moonlight, it padda sile mi. Cause my mommy won't want to leave me.
Notice the boss when the bed do won't catch you. Like it
All right. That was Nyama Nyama by Renice of Cameroon. Nyama Nyama means good food, by the way. People, she says, love to eat when they go to an African party. Hey, everybody. Hello. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Here's Soul King from Algeria with a song called La Kishta, which means wads of cash. The short, simple tune also features rapper Puss L'Enfoiré. And look, they're just young rappers enjoying all their wads of cash.
La Kishta, elle donne nous la Kishta. Oh, la Kishta, yeah, je veux la Kishta. Soul King, Puss, Carnaval, on est star. Elle donne nous la Kishta. Oh, la Kishta, yeah, je veux la Kishta. Soul King, Puss, Carnaval, on est star.
Récupère ma quiche t'es up pendant que tu pompes l'op.
Ya ya, dans son poule c'est la noyade. J'mets des lulus comme George Weah. Transfert quiche ta moulaga. Milano, Copenhague, Almeria. J'suis au travail. Et même sur la lune j'fais la quiche ta.
Et donnez-nous la quiche ta.
Oh la quiche ta.
Eh, j'veux la quiche ta.
Sous le King Hus, Carnaval, on est star.
Les michtos, Inzaghi, Pipo, roule un manche de beta copère.
Flagra, ma maille à maille, les types font de la maille, les deux puces font la maille. Staline, Berlin, Allemande, comme ça le game, je l'encule salement. À Panam, au Québec, en Hollande, la pute est collante, la bœuf est collante.
Et donnez-nous la quichta.
Oh, la quichta.
Et je veux la quichta.
Sous le King Hus, Carnaval, on est star.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. All right, hello. So, music news. Ethiopian singer and activist Hachalu Hundessa was murdered Monday night, June 29th, shot dead in Addis Ababa. He was only 34 years old. The story is so far that police quickly apprehended suspects, but few details have since been released, and that's fueling suspicion and anger among the Oromo population, especially in Ethiopia. And it also has sparked a violent backlash. The government-controlled telephone and internet provider, Ethio Telecom, shut off the internet after this happened. This has also added to confusion. A total of 35 people have been arrested in Addis Ababa and over 80 deaths reported. VOA reporter Salem Solomon, she has been on my show before for Song of the Week on songs that we, you know, feature about Ethiopia and Eritrea. She interviewed Henok Gabisa, a professor of practice at Washington and Lee University School of Law, who said that Hachalu's music was the soundtrack of the Oromo Revolution. Also, his death came after an appearance on the Oromo Media Network where he criticized Ethiopia's leadership.
Hachalu is way more than a musician. I mean, he's way more than an artist. Hachalu is an activist artist. Who always stood his ground, who spoke truth to power way long time ago when it was difficult to do.
Salem also reports that the murder comes when tensions are really high because of COVID-19 and because parliamentary elections that were supposed to be in August have been postponed. So those are the conditions surrounding his murder. Now let's listen to his music. This is Malangira. It was released in 2015. In English, the title translates to "What Existence Is Mine?" And as usual, Hachalu here sings his grievances and his worry and distress over the displacement of the Oromo people. That was Malangira by Hachalu Hundessa, who lost his life on Monday night. May he rest in peace. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Now, we are moving to the chillest song of the hour. This is Tasi, a neo-traditional song by the Togolese band Voodoo Game. Normally, the band leader and composer Peter Solo is the front man and the singer for every song, but in this one, it's not him. It's a beautiful traditional chorus of Togolese women. And it oddly sounds Ethiopian. right. That was Tassie by Vodou Game of Togo. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? If you're just joining us, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. We've got three great songs coming up now from Zimbabwe, Angola, and Zambia. And then there's Song of the Week, Emergency by Wendy Shay. And then more awesome Pan-African music, plus a feature interview with Kenyan artist Steph Capella. So don't go anywhere. Now, Zimbabwe. The legendary Oliver Mtukudzi came out with this song back in 1995. It's called Zuere. And as most of his hundreds of songs, Tuku passed away in 2019, this one has a timeless message. He sings, "Beware of fake friends. They'll take you for a ride when you're on top, but when you have trouble, they drop you like a hot potato."
Online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, hello, darlings. Move in from Zimbabwe to Angola. Here's Toto ST with his 2019 single, Cuateno. Just be yourself.
Queres ser como eu? Então leva essa cruz. Queres tudo que é meu? Leva também minha cruz. Queres a minha vida? Toma também minha dor. Nada foi de falida, é tudo de suor. Why you wanna be me? just have to be you. There's no way to be free. If you don't learn to be you, who will you gonna be? Leva também a tristeza. Não foi da noite pro dia, e não é de bandeja. Fruto de sofrimento e de muita firmeza. Nada foi de falida, é tudo de suor. If you wanna be me, who is going to be you? There's no way to be free. If you don't want to be you, who will you gonna be? Quatro. Simples mortal que luta para encontrar seu lugar nesse mundo. Só um simples mortal que luta para encontrar seu lugar nesse mundo. Eh, oh, oh, eh, oh, oh, eh, oh, oh, eh.
That was Toto ST from Angola with Quateno. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and here's another Southern African sound from Zambia. Banono by Mackie 2 and featuring Yo Maps.
I think in mutima wako, mami. Oh, you nice in the care with the body. Unexplainable feeding it. Now life yanga, we pass a meaning it. Nobody ever meant what you mean to me. Plus, maybe be my ex, they are dead to me. Now I'm the Ashapa Kutunga, BK. I found me a real wife. Yeah, yeah.
out, but I stay together. I'm thinking over the things that we should do together. Grow old or just act a fool together. Ufuna bana bangatini, nifuna teni. That's how deep it is, mami tukutikeni. Kepisela we won't feel like daylight. Sinukusia mwana mama who dies. Hello food, nava vyasha bakuchonga bige. I found me a real wife. Teba dia wasumoka for Facebook. Kena nimba mana morula.
All right, that was Mackie 2 featuring Yo Maps from Zambia with Banono.
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame. How you doing?
Hey, Heather. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I see you're smiling.
Yep. It's a good day. It's sunny out here. Fresh.
Good. So we have Song of the Week, which is from Ghana, your part of the world.
Of course.
It's by a singer called Wendy Shea, and the song is Emergency.
Hey, let's jump right into it.
Before the morning comes and the sun comes down, I've been missing you. Before the morning comes and the sun comes down, I've been missing you.
I gotta say, Wendy Shea's voice is very beautiful. It's calm, nothing tremendously extraordinary, but it has a nice steadiness to it. She is beautiful if you happen to watch the video. From the English part, I hear her saying quarantine, so I'm guessing she's singing about them being separated because of quarantine. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely being separated from her lover and missing him and all that. So you're right on the money.
Yes, Valentine. Oh, Domini, one a dio. Yes, and I'm saying quarantine. We should share what me who. In soon, if I never me, I won't be the me. A fade, am I a mobile? I know my bands, yeah, for me. Better than I'm a coffee.
So Bosom Pyong, he's an artist that I really like. Bosom is God, and then Pyong is like his artist name. So Bosom Pyong, yeah, Ghanaian hip life trap artist.
He has so much energy. When he comes on, it's like boom, the song just goes up like five notches.
Yep.
Sometimes I just wanna give up on love. I wish I could my ass up, pop up. I wish I could give you my all. Wherever you are, just be your soul. I just wanna cry sometimes and zoom in zoom. I feel like kissing you sometimes, but let me move.
Well, one thing I like about this song, Heather, is you would never have expected a hip life trap artist like Bosom Pyong and Wendy Shea, who is like a singer, Afro beat, Afro pop collaboration. But then they come together and it kind of works. So I like that about the song.
Well, so this is Wendy Shea and Bosom Pyong. Emergency. That was
Song of the
Week.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, so staying right in Ghana, here's another great new jam, We Know They Hear. It's by Manifest and features Kelvin Boy and Kel P.
Know they hear, manifesto know they hear. All my people know they hear. Put their song life on repeat, where the people them feel. Oh. Me, I make the girl and go low, low. My thing ain't no big deal, low, low. I rather than a slow go low. Sweet the pity make a go low, low. We get the vibe, oh, yo, yo, yo. How the thing go, yo, yo, yo. See, we know they hear, yo, yo, yo. Boys know they hear, yo, yo, yo. Get the vibe, oh, yo, yo, yo. How the thing go, yo, yo, yo. See, we know they hear, yo, yo, yo. Boys know they hear, yo, yo, yo. Whoa, whoa.
Newton's on the horizon. When they cut the code, then we rising. They say that manifest is polarizing. Boys know the year, who are you advising? Mintier, mintier, that's a true feeling. Tell these old dogs I'm a new villain. Your 2 cents and nuisance, I know shillings. I did go from underdog to top billing. Fuck the world with a Trojan too. Boys know they hear Charlie, that's a slogan too. All my P's and Q's and my ones and twos. Keep the same energy when I run into you. My mind going out, so I call out home, boss, in my tune, so. Never, never go. Boys know they hear, I didn't win you, so.
We get the vibe, oh, no.
Can't share our smiles if you know they share our tears. Tell a low life that we under upper tiers. You know be my mate still. They did talk, yeah. But we know they listen, we just stop. Bow. New ammunition, we not hot style. Cause we get a vision. Pop styles every day we're transmitting. Young Cassius Clay is who I channel here. On stage, Dodo, I don't need a panel here. It appears even puppeteers not my peer. All my peers and shares while the crowd cheers. I'm out going out, so I blow on my power, cement and so. Know they hear, but we hear, we know the stuff.
What?
Yeah.
If I say I know they hear, all my guys know they hear, manifesto know they hear, oh. All my people know they hear. Put their song on repeat, make the people them feel, oh. Me, I make the girl and go low, low. My thing ain't no big deal, low, low. I rather than a slow go low. See the kitty make a go low, low. We get the vibe, oh, low.
We Know They Hear by Manifest. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Next up, we've got a new Niger love ballad, then an old-school bobo music tune from Sierra Leone, and then Bill Odidi brings us a fantastic interview with Steph Capella. Now, Steph just came out with his brand-new album. It's his debut album called Vicky Sweets. He's going to talk about it and share some samples of that brand-new Kenyan music. But back up to that new Niger love ballad, here's Your Love by Budge, featuring Tiwa Savage.
I lose control when I am around you. I lose control when I am around you. I'm serious now. See as you got some commotion, girl. Commotion, girl. And you feel me with emotion, girl.
Come to the one, come home. Oh yeah, but you're the only one. That- Hey guys, that was Bodge and Tiwa Savage with Your Love. And now let's kick it with that old school bobo music from Sierra Leone. Here's Kill Me by the late Janka Nabe. Music Time in Africa. Hello. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We are at the back half of the hour. Time for our feature interview. Take it away, Bill.
Thanks so much for that, Heather. Always great to introduce some fresh talent out of Nairobi, Kenya. Today it's all about singer, rapper, and songwriter called Steph Capella.
Umechoka, yeah. Mara ngapi imetosha, yeah. Mara ngapi nimetoka, yeah. Mara ngapi umenikosa, yeah. Mara ngapi nimechocha, yeah. Mara ngapi nikoocha, yeah. Mara ngapi nakujenga, yeah. Mara ngapi najilenga, yeah. Mara ngapi nikopenga, yeah. Mara ngapi bogipenda, yeah. Mara ngapi nikotenda, yeah. Mara ngapi ni mapema.
Who is Steph Capella?
Steph is just a regular guy. He's 35 years old. He's a father. So how'd the name Capella come about? Back in high school, I used to sing a cappella. I used to sing a cappella a lot. It was like during an arts festival. I asked the arts teacher to include us in, you know, one in the festivities, like if we could be one of the performing acts. And he was like, well, what are you guys going to do? And we were like, well, no, we'll sing a cappella. I'm like, okay, cool. So we performed that day. It went well. And then after that, like every time he'd sing me, he'd go like, a cappella, you know, like, because we sang a cappella.
So you've just released your debut album. It's called Vicky Secrets. Tell us about this interesting title. What exactly does it mean?
The title actually comes from Victoria's Secrets, the lingerie brand. It's metaphoric. The people who design lingerie, it's not only supposed to look good, but it's supposed to make the wearer look very, very seductive. The music in Vicky Secrets is supposed to be very seductive. It's supposed to be very attractive. You listen to the harmonies, you listen to the melodies, you listen to, like, it's been packaged in such a way that it's very, 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 very seductive.
Right, Steph, choose one track from the album and introduce it for us.
I'd probably say, like, okay, Play Taste. That was our leading track, and that's one of my favorite off the album.
Oh, I got a feeling about you, baby. Easy, my feelings, they drive me crazy. Baby, you got a feeling, you got a safety. So tell me you feel it, I need it, baby. Don't leave me, baby.
Yeah, we got a situation.
It don't matter what we call it, baby.
Music Time in Africa with me, Bill Odidi, in Nairobi, Kenya, with Steph Capella speaking about his debut album, Vicky Secrets. Explain to us the theme of the album, because I understand it's an interconnected story running through all the songs.
It's a love story between a couple. If you are a person who just kind of like came in and saw them for one day and they were going through something, like describing that moment rather than giving a history, like a chronological history of their love story.
Great. So we're ready for another track from the album Vicky Secrets. Steph Capella, what shall it be?
Let's do Ambassador. I think Ambassador is good. It's a banger for sure. One of my favorites.
Back it up, girl, I wind it, yeah. Back it up and rewind it. Back it up and behind it, yeah. Wine for me ways, wine for me ways. I don't want no way, don't want no way. Sit on me face, sit on me face.
That's the music of Steph Capella from Nairobi, Kenya. His album is a wonderful piece of work, as I'm sure you've enjoyed. It's called Vicky Secrets. It's his debut album. Thanks, Steph Capella. It's been wonderful having a conversation with you, and good luck to you.
Thank you for having me. VOA all the way. You can get Vicky Secrets on any streaming platform. It's available everywhere. You can follow me anywhere at I Am Capella.
I'm Bill Odidi, and right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, guys, there's time for just one more song here. I thought we'd end out with a message of peace. Emmanuel Jal brings it with his hit track from 2012. Yeah. We want peace.
Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the war cease. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it's really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am.
Calling on the whole wide world.
Come on, people, won't you help me?
Help me scream and shout,
cause we want peace.
a genocide with Hitler so he can feel a war of genocide and have a was weekend. Lighting up the land cause nobody was speaking. That's why I am. Living and die for the world gone deaf, the world gone blind, the world living sitting down on the behind. Nobody cared about the poor and needy. Too busy sucking out to the rich and the greedy. For every hero, there's a better. I am greedy. We gotta start standing up on stage. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that we can all combine. Like Jericho, the world comes tumbling down. The sound of voices out of the city surround. You know what it's worth.
And with We Want Peace by Emmanuel Jal, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And also, thanks go out to special guest Steph Capella and to Bill Odidi for that great report. Also to VOA producer Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. And also to VOA reporter Salem Solomon and her guest Henok Gabisa for their important news piece on the death of Hachalu Hundessa. Again, our condolences to the family of Hachalu and to all of Ethiopia for that terrible, terrible loss. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and at 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, anytime. Just go to voanews.com, search for me, Heather.